Freedom Podcast. I am your host, Natalie Spaeth, and I am coming to you at 5:02 a.m. this morning. I know I recorded a story, and that was a very loving, beautiful aspect of my story. And now I'm ready to be super vulnerable and raw with all of you. And I'm coming here, sharing what I'm about to share. Gotta love the dog in the background. Coming in to share what I'm going to share about what I was labeled with, what that experience is from somebody who experienced it, not what a textbook talks about it, not somebody who's studied the mind, who's, you know, a neurobiologist, who's, you know, just done all of these different studies, somebody who's actually in the raw flesh experienced it. And I've been afraid to speak on it because it was traumatizing. And it was the most beautiful thing I had ever experienced in my entire life. So what I was labeled with and what I've come to do a lot of research on since is psychosis. Now, if you look up like the WebMD definition of psychosis, it's basically saying that somebody who's like delusional and having hallucinations. No. I wasn't seeing things that weren't there. I wasn't, you know, it wasn't the textbook version. For me, there was one half of psychosis and then another half. And if you look at the Western terminology of it, or just the Western view of it, there's a lot of judgment, there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of confusion around it. If you were to take somebody who experienced it and put them in the East, it would be an entire different story, an entire different reality. And it is something that I've been afraid to speak on because I've been afraid of judgment from it. I told you guys we're going to be raw. I've been afraid. I was afraid. I had fear around it because of my experience with it, because of what I saw and what I experienced. There was no compassion in the quote-unquote system that I was put into whilst experiencing it. People were afraid of it. It wasn't like I was lashing out and doing all of these like wild things inside of this hospital. There was one night that I was experiencing something very traumatic. But I did not hurt anybody. But again, I digress. I want to speak more so on the psychosis and being afraid to speak about it out of fear of being judged for it. Now, it's not an experience that's like, oh, you're in psychosis and it's like the way and state that you just live the rest of your life in. No. For me, what it was it's this experience where every single thing in your reality like connects. And with the research that I've done, where I'm at so far in my journey, and I want to be mindful, I'm recording this podcast on June 9th, and I experienced this deepening of a very interconnected state about April 11th, 12th, 13th, because again, the timeline still can be fuzzy. Between April 13th and April, like, 20th. And it's basically where everything connects. And what I mean by that is in the mind, we have neurotransmitters. And on the ends of the neurotransmitters, we have adaptogens. And what happened was that there were receptors that were blocked. And basically what I experienced as one reality blasted open. And what I became witness to, and I want to pause here, you guys, I've been doing really deep work for a long time. And I started with my body back in 2015, and it's 2023. So I've been researching the body mind for 8+ years now. And what I experienced was my subconscious, so my unconscious body mind consciousness, my unconscious, my conscious mind, so the reality and the way in which I thought I knew it, and then my super conscious mind. And everybody's going to have a different, you know, if you're in the religious line of things, if you're in spirituality, it could be called so many different things. But I'm just going to call it the unconscious, the conscious, and the superconscious. All happening simultaneously at the exact same time. And with that moving, everything around me connected. And so it wasn't like this full, like, blackout state of being at all. It was like I was fully awake. I was fully cognizant, and I was in the unconscious, and I was in the superconscious. So it's like I was, like, in reality, in what I thought of my quote-unquote existing reality to be, and then I had a foot in, like, all of the unconsciousness of what was living where I was living from and projecting from, which is the work that I help people go through. And then the super conscious, which would be, you know, considered the like, whoa, the beauty, the interconnectedness, the love, I mean, all the things, okay? And so experiencing all of that together, we slapped a westernized label called psychosis. And now this is interesting because everybody experiences life and even labels and terminologies differently. We just try to package people up into a group and maybe do a couple studies and say, okay, they're kind of having some similar effects. We're just going to call this thing. And then we're going to put some definition on Google and see what everybody wants to, you know, play around with it as. So if you actually study or, like, go into the research of it, and it's hot. This is fun because I had to do a lot of digging to find videos that described what it was that I actually was experiencing. Because while I was watching people trying to describe it who had never experienced it before, it was like, no, that's not that. Nope, that's, I mean, like, you can, like, I'll give you little sprinkles on this aspect, not so much. And then I finally came to some other videos that were like, okay, yes, that is about what I feel like I've experienced. And it was the most miraculous thing and the most terrifying thing at the same time. And why I've been afraid to speak on it is because of, you know, just coming from 31 years on this planet, you know, it's the judgment, it's the shadow, it's fearing what's, you know, the constructed societal view of me is going to think. It's, you know, the mechanism inside of me that's always already been there. And I know that in speaking about this and sharing this with you is, you know, hopefully going to bring some awareness to you, but it's also me healing. And me telling my story has always been a way of me healing. So, going into it, the psychosis lasted a little bit of time after I even got out of the hospital. Now, riddle me this one. I'm in the hospital, and when they try to give me medication, it would literally like it what it would do is it would remove me completely out of my body. And then it would be like instead of the like really beautiful aspect and oscillating between the two, it went to just whew, the scary side. And I remember being like, please don't give me the medication because it is making it worse. And people didn't know what the hell I was talking about when I said it. And I was also terrified to say anything because of them keeping me there longer. And I even, yeah, well, again, we'll save that. And I will speak to that. And I will speak to the way in which I was treated at a mental facility because it is sad that we still live in 2023. And we basically treat people like numbers and take away their free will. And I digress. So experiencing that whilst being like people trying to give me different kinds of medication, and I want to be straight up with you guys, in a matter of a week and 2 days, I was put on like 4 to 5 different medications, ranging from like schizophrenic medications, which was funny when you actually read the medication for schizophrenia and then you read the side effects of like schizophrenia, you kind of start to wonder what the fuck is going on. So I had medication for schizophrenia put into me. I had medication for like intensified anxiety put into me. I had medication for sleeping. I had medication. It was unbelievable the range of medication that was put into my body in a very short amount of time. And then people were wondering what the fuck was going on as I am experiencing my unconscious, my conscious, and my superconscious, and a label that the world likes to call psychosis. Okay, so that was all happening in a matter of a week and a half, 2 week span. I fucking shit you not. That's what we're doing today in the world when we don't fucking know what's going on. Anywho. And if I haven't listened to my last podcast, it's the fun thing, you guys. I like to record these and I put them out there. And sometimes I listen to them and sometimes I don't because I just trust that what is meant to come out is meant to be spoken about. And this isn't about, you know, I don't remember what I had said in that previous one. Anywho, we'll keep rolling. And so it is sad. I mean, it is sad that we are here in this today. And there was a part of me that was afraid to speak on this because I'm like, I could even feel like the egoic side of, you know, spirituality work. Like, I don't want to talk about this because I just want positive shit. But then I'm like, Natalie, that's not fucking truth. And what you resist persists. So be open and honest because if you continue to try to resist what it is that you experienced and you're not going to share this part of the story, then you're not being fully transparent in who you truly are. And I sat there like, you're fucking right, Natalie. Oh, by the way, if you do that out loud in front of somebody at a hospital, they might label you. So just be careful. As the world spins. So, what I mean by if you do that out loud, if you talk to yourself out loud at a hospital, they'll, you know, they'll kind of bat an eyeball at you in an interesting way. So again, by the grace of God, obviously I'm out. And I, from the moment I got out, didn't touch anything, none of the medication, haven't touched a lick of anything except maybe a glass of wine here and there. So I did completely detoxified myself after that. But the week following the experience at the hospital was being in the state of, again, we still had the unconscious, conscious, and superconscious simultaneously happening. Still had the psychosis going on. Everything, what I mean by that, was connecting. So I'll kind of go into it this way, where it's like you have a thought and then something in the external, it's like you have a thought and the external literally appears to you as that thought. Now, this is interesting because if you listen to anything I've said on Instagram, even prior to this experience, I've always said everything is connected. You just have to be aware and pay attention to it. Now, think about the awareness being like everything in that moment. And in that experience, I should say. And it was all, yeah, it was like a thought would happen and then the external reality would appear with that thought. And I remember I would have to sit there with people around me like, okay, did you hear that? And people would be like, they would confirm. They'd be like, yeah, I heard that. And sometimes it would be like, yeah, that's fucking weird. I heard that. Like, what the fuck? Okay. So it wasn't like I was in a hallucination state. I was being fully, I was being very validated in what I was experiencing because I process things out loud, have my entire life. And I said, like, I would say like, okay, this is what I'm experiencing. Are you also experiencing this too? Okay. So it wasn't like I was just, you know, what do you call it? I'm doing my own research over here. So bring back the scientific method, hypothesize, conclusion, all the things. Anyways, so that following week was dark. And what I mean by dark was that I sat upstairs in my bedroom with all of the curtains pulled in a dark room. And I was only watching, like, I couldn't even watch Disney movies. Like, I couldn't even really watch TV. I could not be on my phone at all. If I got on my phone, I would get headaches and I would get, like, physically, like, it would throw me into this, like, holy shit, it's happening. Like, and again, I'm giggling and I'm making light of this because I can now. And we have to say this human experience, it is fucking wild. Anywho, so I couldn't really watch TV. I couldn't be on my phone. There were points that I couldn't even really read books. And I would just have to kind of sit outside in nature and just breathe and journal. So I just did tons of writing. And there were moments where people would show up and I could be like, in it would kind of put me in this like very deep connected state. But if I was with people, certain people, like just, you know, very close family members, I would be okay. I'd be fine. I'd be able to talk about it. I would feel safe. And then if I was, you know, by myself, I would kind of oscillate between this like, oh my gosh, the fear's coming back, or wow, now I'm starting to notice like the gift and the beauty of this experience. And that lasted for a little over a week after I got out of the hospital. And then it was this like integration, you know, and I'm still in a state of integration. But I feel like I'm here, like I'm conscious. Now, people are going to ask, like, I shouldn't say people are going to ask. We can all experience this at some level. And, I mean, shit, people choose to experience this a lot of times. If you look into the spiritual community, if you look into anybody who's gone in and done a plant medicine journey, I mean, this is a very similar experience. You're experiencing your unconscious and you're experiencing the super conscious. Now, the wild part was that it was a month after I had taken anything and it just happened out of nowhere, literally out of nowhere. It just happened. And I've done research on it happening to people who have concussions, who like it's kind of a similar experience of like what somebody goes through when they have a stroke. It's basically an entire, like, it's like all the filing cabinets in the mind are open at once. And then you get to experience something that's beyond, I mean, beyond English language. When I say super conscious, I mean, you can call it super conscious, you can call it love, you can call it nirvana, you can call it God, you can call it the state in which Jesus lived. I mean, whatever you want to call it, everybody is going to have their own perspective on this. And that's everybody gets to, which is beautiful. And I don't even want to put a label on it. I mean, it was like something that I hope everybody, I hope this world, everybody gets an opportunity to experience. I mean, it is. And that's the other thing, is that it's, what I'm coming to realize, it's a part of who we truly are that we've been so removed from. And I get emotional speaking about it because it's gorgeous. Oh my gosh, you guys, it's beautiful. It is beautiful. I can't say it was beautiful because the way I see the world now, I see beauty. Like I see, and it's funny because if I say I see beauty, it almost is like this polarizing, and I'm not going to go in there because I could go down lots of rabbit holes now. All my rabbit hole people who listen to this, I got you. Like bonfires, let's go. We could have so much fun going down these conversations. But it is a state in which I feel we have just been so far removed from by the way we've been conditioned living in this I don't even know, the societal constructs, the programming, the conditioning, the thing I've been helping remove people from for years now. And it's when you experience it in a way where you can see the in-depths of the conditioning from technology, it's wild. It is wild. And so it's been an interesting ride reintegrating back with even being on social media, reintegrating back with even being on my phone, being very, very mindful of the fact that even being on my phone for a certain duration of time gives me a headache. It's insane. It's like, and you guys can go out and do the studies. And I feel like if you're listening to this podcast, you might, you know, be down that route. Now, I know it's funny because people can be like, oh my God, whatever. Throw conspiracy theorist labels at me. I've been called that before as well. Which I love. I'll take that any day, all day long. I mean, what's life if you don't continue to question? And I've questioned and said, asked why my, ever since I came walking out the womb, I swear. I mean, even being at the hospital, you guys, could you imagine if you've ever met me or you've ever experienced me at an event or you've ever heard me speak or you're a friend of mine, could you honestly picture, and I say, my husband just laughs. He's like, you at a hospital? I would literally question. I was questioning the doctor. And there was one doctor, okay? Mind you guys, one doctor for the entire week. I was questioning the doctor. I was questioning the nurses. I'm like, can we take a step back here? Like, what is going on? And I even said, like, why are there children here? Why are there, like, whew, again, I digress. Now, I know some of you guys might listen to this and be like, well, Natalie, like, there are people out there in the world that really need, you know, pharmaceutical medication because they're dangerous people. You know what? I'm not going to necessarily agree with the whole pharmaceutical aspect. I will agree that, yes, there are cases of mental health that are dangerous, but I want us to ask an even bigger question. Why? And where does that come from? Rather than throwing them in what felt like a prison, slapping drugs on them and saying, okay, that's good enough. They're not hurting anybody and they're not hurting themselves. They're just sitting in a corner, like in a vegetable-like state. So we're going to leave them like that because that's that. No. Why don't we go in and actually unpack, get to the root? And part of me says the reason why we don't is because there wouldn't be systems in place. Because if we really unpacked the root, we would have to also unpack and take radical responsibility for the way the world is today. And people don't like being held up with a mirror. Can I take responsibility for my experience? Fuck yes. Can I take responsibility for the way I show up and the judgment that may come out at some points in time when I'm in my own mind? Absolutely. You guys, I have questioned myself as to, okay, we generate reality, we create reality. Woo, all right. What was it that created this experience? What inside of me created this experience? And I've unpacked it, and I've unpacked it, and I've unpacked it. And I will continue to, because guess what? We're human beings, and this is a life journey. But I want us to start asking deeper questions. I want us to go beyond the pharmaceutical company. I really want this podcast to help bring some awareness so that if you know somebody who has been labeled, I mean, and that's the other thing, you guys, you can walk into a fucking hospital and say, I have anxiety, and then you get slapped a prescription. How about let's ask, where is the anxiety coming from? Why? Can we unpack that? What is it that gives anxiety? If you guys want to go down these rabbit holes, please do. I've done it. Feel free. I mean, you do you, boo. Like, if you want to go down the rabbit holes of what gives anxiety, you'll be scrolling for quite some time. And so, anywho, I just wanted to be super open and raw and honest with you guys about my experience. And I will continue to speak on it. And I'm going to continue to integrate time and time, and I'm going to continue to live. I'm going to continue to be a human being just like you beautiful souls are. This journey is wild. But I appreciate you guys being here. I appreciate you guys listening to my story. If you have any questions or you want to get in contact with me, I am on Instagram at @IamNatalieSpaeth. I hope you guys have an absolute epic, beautiful, beautiful rest of your day wherever you are in the world listening to this.